two environmental groups in Illinois say they plan to sue the energy company Dynegy for allowing toxic waste leak into the Middle Fork of the Vermilion River. Prairie Rivers Network is the Illinois affiliate of the National Wildlife Federation. Together with the environmental law group Earth Justice, the group says Dynegy is at fault for discharging coal ash without a permit, which is a violation of the Clean Water Act. Prairie Rivers engineer Andrew Rain says that decades of coal burning at the shuttered Dynegy Vermilion power plant created millions of tons of coal ash, which is stored in pits without liners to protect the underlying groundwater.
Coal ash is seeping through the embankment and into the river. This is a surface water contamination issue from Dynegy's coal ash impoundments.
The ash contains heavy metals, including arsenic, barium, and chromium, which Rain says can seep out and leak into groundwater and nearby rivers. He adds that testing performed by Prairie Rivers and Dynegy reveals elevated levels of numerous metals at the Middle Fork, which puts the public at risk. In 2015, the federal EPA moved to regulate how coal ash is managed and disposed of, but the ash pits at the Vermilion power plant were excluded, since it closed in 2011, before that rule went into effect. In a statement, Dynegy says they have taken steps to stabilize the riverbank to protect against future erosion and will continue to work with state and federal regulatory agencies to provide long-term protection of the coal ash pits.